Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Our friends at Standard Kitchen just remodeled all their kitchen stores. There's seven of them across West Michigan. You got to get out there and see them. But Barbecue Bob, man, this is the last week of August. I think that we're in the middle of this Labor Day weekend, brother. And I think I smell a little fall coming in the air.
That's right. It's feeling like fall.
Yes, it is.
Having a ball.
Right.
Grilling for y'all.
Right. And that's just it. High school football started. College football's going. I shift from grilling in the backyard to grilling in a parking lot this season, right? We got tailgate coming. And one of my favorite seasons because – generally, I'm only grilling with one hand when I'm doing a tailgate.
Oh, like that's different from the other grilling.
Right.
Hey, thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves. We're brought to you by stations across a couple of states, and whoever's bringing this show to you, just make sure you purchase your goods from their sponsors because it's all that business that keeps shows like ours on your airwaves and lets us bring you our nonsense every weekend. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially our sponsors. If you go to thegrillingguys.com, you'll see our sponsors on the right side. One of our sponsors is with us here this week, and it's the one we talk about multiple times every show, so they should double their sponsorship fee.
Right.
It's Old World Olive Company.
Yeah, right. I hear the groans in the background.
We just slid that in there so abruptly.
But anyway, Barbecue Bob, I had a catering event after the last show. I did a wedding. And I got stuck with no help. I had my helper back out, and I had to scramble to get a little bit of help. And I tell you what, I had a 15-year-old kid who had his name is Nick, and he did a fantastic job for me, stepping in, had never helped on a catering event before, but became a natural by the end of it.
And
Nick did the trick. And the point I want to make is that what a catering event is a lot of service. And if you just understand that service piece, the food was all cooked. It was just a matter of presenting it at the right time for the right people, and the wedding went off without a hitch. But we had round two of food, which is usually not what we do in one of those catering events, and this is where I want to go with this, is I was making, I'm going to call it drunk food, right? It's 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Everybody's been partying at the reception for 3 hours. They need a little snack before they jump in the car and head home, right? So I decided to make, we had leftover pork. I decided to make pork sliders, easy enough, little bun, put some pulled pork on there. And I bought some sweet pickles, going to put a little bit of that on there, and some spicy mustard. That was going to be my pulled pork. He's like, well, we got macaroni and cheese left over. I'm like, yeah. He goes, put some of that on the slider. And I'm like, okay, we can do that. Huge hit. People are like, oh, my God, that's the best slider I've ever had. Pulled pork, mac and cheese, sweet pickle, slapped together.
That's a thing.
Yeah,
he knew it and you didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
That's sad.
That's exactly
that's
it.
That's really sad.
But it won't be the last time I do that. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You just confessed it, too. So now everybody knows.
So he's a true grilling guy, man. He improvised on the spot.
He's replacing you next week.
Right, yeah, exactly. But it was kind of cool that we came up with it, and they were a huge hit. You know, the scotch eggs, everybody's like, yeah, that's okay. And I did jalapeno poppers. Yeah, that's okay. I did put a little smoked salmon dip in the center of those. People really like that. Gives it just a little bit of different flavor. But, you know, something else I really like is our friends at Siciliano's who help us with the beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week. And here we have one from Kalamazoo. And it's Dunwell Brewing.
No, it's called One Well.
I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on. Done and one? Maybe I'm one and done.
I think
right?
so.
Yeah.
Corey, you want to take over?
But anyway, it's called Bad Ads, ADZ. It's a brown ale. You just took your first sip. What do you think of it?
Well, I think the guy was probably really crummy at marketing and good at brewing.
Yeah, it is kind of a funky can, and it comes in 16 ounces. And, you know, our friends at Siciliano's let you buy all their beers one at a time so you can mix and match your six-packs, which is great if you're checking out new craft beers. This one's a little on the steep side, $3.59 a can, but it is a 16-ounce can. So
it tastes pretty good.
It does taste pretty good for a brown ale.
You know, we've written some pretty bad commercials and done them for sponsors from time to time, and we've had our own bad ads, and I guess now we're drinking one.
Right, kind of fits, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, could make it our title beer.
All right, so enough about my gallivanting for the last week. What'd you do?
Gallivanting. Well, we had, of course, our two little granddaughters up from Tennessee.
I know. I spent a minute with those girls.
Yeah.
They're so adorable.
So we had to say goodbye to them a couple days ago, and wow, did the house get quiet. I work in my office is in the lower level, and it's in an open room, the new section of the house, and so you can just wander through this big four-foot door and wander through. And
work in your underwear, the whole deal.
I'm in my pajamas. If I don't leave, I'm in my pajamas all day.
Yeah.
And so I'm on the phone with clients, and all of a sudden they both come wandering, and they're like little aliens. Hey, Papa! You know, I'm like, shh.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, you got your grandkids over? Yeah, I'm busted.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful. It was just wonderful to have them. I'm taking off as soon as we're done with this show and heading up to the Manistee National Forest. If you look at Michigan, it's a big mitten. Well, on the left side is Lake Michigan. And
opposite the thumb?
Yep. Halfway up to the pinky, you'll have a place called the Manistee National Forest, and it goes right out to Lake Michigan. So we drive back these two tracks. We know right where we want to go, and a whole group of us go back there. And we camp every Labor Day weekend, and we bring all our cast iron, our tripods, all our camping stuff.
Dutch ovens. And
bring a Dutch oven, absolutely. I'm doing a roast beef this afternoon. And we just do it up. And, of course, we have, you know, you talk about your wedding being the 10 o'clock thing. That's common now. For very often at weddings, like, they'll bring in pizza at 10 o'clock.
Right.
Because they want to, you know, help people calm down a little bit.
Yep.
Because they might be getting into the keg.
Yeah, there were a few amateurs there.
Getting into the keg, a little heavy.
And when you're working them and you're not partaking, you know, you kind of notice that stuff a little more.
So
maybe I'm getting old.
I made up something really cool for tonight at our 10 o'clock blitz. And I took some jalapenos, cut the end off, gutted them, and I did a bunch of this bacon from that shop I love buying from. It's called Sobey Meats.
Right.
They have a homemade bacon that's really awesome. So this morning, real early, I got up and just did up, I think, 3 pounds of it, and it's beautiful. It's thick. And so I'm cutting that into, when I get back before I leave, I'm cutting it into slivers. And then I also have some beautiful, they sell this wonderful white two-year-old cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm cutting that into strips. And I'm going to stuff it in those jalapenos along with the bacon.
Okay.
And then in the end of it, to plug that hole, Shasta and Corey here have a wonderful garlic stuffed olive. So I'm putting those olives in the end of that as sort of a cork to keep the cheese from oozing out. And just because they're fancy.
Yeah.
They're fancy.
So you're not wrapping these.
I'm not wrapping them in bacon. It's stuffing them with bacon and cheddar.
They'll cook up a lot quicker.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. And these have, I've had them for a couple weeks, so they're already starting to turn red and shrivel a little, which is fine. It means the flavor is going to be perfectly enhanced. That placental fiber inside there has now really given all of its life to the rest of the seeds.
Funny how placentals do that.
Yeah.
Right.
So we'll have a placenta smoothie, which lots of, you know, mothers do. Anyway, for kebabs.
The mother of a recipe. We're just going to leave it at that, man.
For kebabs, while everybody was there, the Last Supper, I did some, of course, Charlie Jabor shish kebabs. And just sort of mix things up a little bit, I sliced up zucchini and marinated them with the meat. And holy cow, was that a cool twist for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love zucchini on the grill. And we'll talk about another trick when we get back.
All right. Coming up next, it is the bounty time out of the garden, and we're going to talk a little bit about spaghetti squash. Stick with us. We'll be back. You don't know how it feels to be me.
The This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company. Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Barbecue Bob, the fall season is right around the corner. This is kind of the last official weekend of the summer. And so we're transitioning to the fall. If you haven't got your Labor Day grilling on, it's probably too late for us to help you.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
No, because Garrett's is open and so is Sobeys and Old World Olive Company. And they're in here with studio right now. And I'm sure you're running to your stores this morning to make sure they're stocked with all kinds of fresh, beautifully squeezed, right from Italy, olive oil. Shasta and Corey, Old World Olive Company, longtime sponsors. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And waking up our morning.
Yeah.
What do you think of this bad ads?
Not too bad.
Mm-hmm. Ads. You ever go to Siciliano's and get your beer?
Yes. You know, back in the day, out at Grand Valley, that was kind of like the place to go.
Oh.
Halfway there. Yeah, absolutely. Take you got to stop at Siciliano's there on Lake Michigan Drive on the west side of Grand Rapids.
Sure. So we were talking on the break about something you hadn't experienced before, and it's something Maureen, I think, or Emily turned me on to, and it's called spaghetti squash. It goes great with low-carb diets because you can replace – and everybody loves spaghetti. I know my dad was the only guy I knew that didn't like spaghetti.
I've never met anyone that doesn't like spaghetti.
It didn't have potatoes in it.
But
Archie Bunker did not like them.
Yeah, so I'm glad you went this way because I don't want to make this about me, but I'm on a – restricted diet because the doc said, hey man, you're on the path to diabetes, right?
So don't drink any beer.
Well, that's just it. You got to cut the alcohol way back, and there's a few other things, and I'm okay with all of that, but pasta and bread were like number one and number two on my list, and they're both off the list now.
Right.
So I'm looking for things and ways to fulfill that, not only the flavor, but the texture.
Right? And the texture is different.
Right. This is cool. Well, have you ever had it?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Zucchini,
it's delicious.
Spaghetti squash.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you hadn't heard of it. Well, it is a little different, but the optics are the same. It looks the same. And when you put spaghetti sauce and meatballs on it, I don't feel cheated. It's different. So I don't quite get that same buzz yet. I still feel like I'm getting spaghetti.
Right. You still
and
feel filled.
I feel better, actually, because it's like, okay, I'm eating spaghetti and I'm not sinning quite as bad.
Right. Yeah, it's something to get used to. I think the texture maybe was a little different for me at first.
Yeah.
But I'm with you that once you've had it, you kind of don't feel like you cheated.
Right. Yeah. So they're these yellow, looks kind of like a football. And you just cut it lengthwise and turn it upside down on your grill and do it indirect. You can grill it a little bit and then move it to indirect, or you can throw them in the oven and roast them like Maureen does.
Smoker would work then.
A smoker would work, but I'd go real light on the smoke because I don't know how much. It depends on who you're serving.
Sure.
I like smoke. I'll eat a cigar.
Right.
I mean, that could be an invention.
I chew on them all the time.
That's how you do it.
It could be an invention, Bob. Smoky pasta.
There you go. Sure.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. I think you just did it.
So
I like making my own marinara, and my daughter Emily is just a whiz on a lot of little things that I've never played with, and she's given me some beautiful tips on meatballs, but she makes this little healthy meatball that's lean pork sausage and lean beef, and it doesn't have any breadcrumbs, but it has an egg and some Parmesan cheese in it, and she's got some tricks to making a meatball not tough. And that's basically by not working it too much.
Right.
Right.
And then we just made up a bunch of these meatballs. I had some of Sobey's Italian sausage and some of my ground beef from the freezer.
Right.
And she made up a ton of meatballs, and they were wonderful.
Right.
And then she made up the marinara this time. She did the whole thing. Roasted the squash, and then you roast it, and then you've got a half of a football, right?
Right.
So you take a long fork – and you just rake it from one end to the other, and you rake the stuff out on a plate, and it comes out stringy.
Did you take the seeds out of it? Is there a seed pod in the center? Or?
There's got to be. I didn't see that part of it.
Okay.
By the time I got home, they were roasting in the oven.
But it was served that way on a platter.
Yeah.
Right.
She had a bunch of these halves, and I just picked one up because nothing burns my hands.
Right.
I just started raking it.
It's
and I was
they're
really
calloused.
Hungry. That's because
I've
handled wood stoves and grills my whole life, and
right.
I don't get burnt like most people.
Right.
I'm not normal.
So Shasta, anybody that's listened to this show for any period of time knows that I am a huge olive oil and balsamic fan. It revolutionized my cooking when we met you guys, and I use it extensively in the kitchen. Now that I'm trying to be healthier a little bit,
sure.
I'm using it more and more.
Right.
And I do have a quick question for you. The health aspects of a olive oil, explain to our audience why that's better for me than like cooking oil or
vegetable oil, canola.
Canola,
right.
All of those.
Basic.
Right.
So olive oil, you have to think of it as a fruit, like a fruit juice, because olive, newsflash, is a fruit.
Right.
And you have to think of it kind of like opening a carton of orange juice.
It's
seriously not a vegetable.
And the oil comes from the olive or the pit?
The olive.
I thought it was a cork for a jalapeno. Oh, wait, that was a previous segment.
Wait, that's only another one, right? So you got to think of it like the orange juice carton. When you open that up, as it sits in your refrigerator over time, it starts to lose its flavor. It changes its freshness over time. The same goes for olive oil. So the difference between what we're getting in and what you're going to get from a canola oil or any of those other oils that people use for cooking is that ours is extremely fresh. We know when it was crushed. We get it shortly after it was crushed. So we know where it came from, how it was harvested, all those details that you don't get from any other type of supplier. Being that it's extra fresh, you made a really good point, is it the fruit or the pit? A lot of times they'll crush the olive with a pit. So it just depends on what estate we get it from and what it is. But the health benefits of extra virgin olive oil are just exponential.
Just as an aside, when they crush all those olives, yeah. I mean, they literally just produce those olives for the oil?
Correct.
And then what happens to all that mass?
So all that mass is just discarded. Sometimes it depends on the estate, but sometimes they'll press it and try to get a second or a third press out of it. And then they'll send out the lower quality oil, but that's not extra virgin. Your first press of that olive is extra virgin.
Okay. So, again, the health properties of this are full of antioxidants, right?
Correct, yeah.
And what else is – give me the top two or three things that really improve my diet by using
– So antioxidants or the polyphenols are probably your number one thing that you want to look for. And there are different layers of polyphenols. So 220 or higher is considered a high polyphenol oil. I would say that the majority of the oils that we get in are probably a 300 to 400 and up. So when you come in our store and you taste an olive oil and you feel that nice burn, and then maybe you cough, that's how you know it's fresh.
Okay.
Your peroxide level, it's got to be under a 20. In order for it to be considered extra virgin olive oil, if you look at most of ours, they're in a 3, 4, 5, maybe a 6, but usually
which is
three,
a natural
four.
Part of the oil
and what's
process.
It called?
The peroxide level or value It determines the freshness of the olive oil, and it determines that it's extra virgin.
Nice. So there's actually peroxide in it?
Right.
Well, it's yes and no.
A natural form
of
it?
Yeah, that's a whole nother. Okay. Yeah, but
a whole nother. Let's take a break, Job.
Yeah. You know what? I want to continue this conversation, Shasta, because the next thing I want to cover in the next segment is the flavors and what that does to the oil, good, bad, or indifferent. So coming up next, we're going to hit that and maybe a little grilled pork chops with some bourbon glaze. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are Better Made.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
With the grillin' guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grillin' guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. We've got Shasta and Corey from Old World Olive Company in, and I want to pick up where we left off, Shasta. One of the beautiful things about your store is the purity and the freshness of the products that you bring, but the thing I really like as well is the flavor varieties that you have in both the olive oils and the balsamics. And I want to talk a little bit about that, those flavor profiles and what they are and why they're there.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So the flavor profiles, if you've been in the stores, you know that we've just got a whole bunch of different flavors.
Right.
Pretty much whatever you could think of, there is an olive oil or a balsamic vinegar to match. And the flavor profile really, I think, is a personal thing. Everyone's got a different palate, and I think that's what, you know, helps us determine what sells and what doesn't sell. And
sure.
So you're talking oil or balsamic?
Either.
Yeah.
Really,
so,
either.
Okay, segue, or take a little cut out of that. I'm totally enamored with the grapefruit.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Is that an oil or a balsamic?
It's a balsamic.
Okay, right.
And what did they do to make that grapefruit balsamic?
Right. So everything that we have is all natural. So there isn't any artificial flavor added, nothing unnatural, nothing is added to it to get the flavoring.
So it's vinegar.
It's a balsamic vinegar.
Is it made from grapefruit?
It's still made from grapes.
It's still made from grapes.
We get the essence of the grapefruit or the oil from the grapefruit, and that's how it's flavored. So you're getting an all-natural flavor, whether it's an oil or a vinegar. You're still going to get that same way that it's made.
Okay, if you've never played around with balsamics before, Number one, I don't think there's too many shops in the country that have the variety you have. And I don't know of anybody that travels the world the way you guys do to find all these totally cool balsamics and oils. And then you put them all in one little store. So in 1,000 square feet, you can walk around and have samplings from 20 different countries and, you know, five continents.
Right.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And I've been turned on to so many things there. And I thank Joppy for ever finding you guys, because he told me when he met you and he said, oh, there's this olive oil shop in Rockford. I think you had one store at the time. And he's going on and on about it. And I'm like rolling my eyes thinking, yeah, I don't know, whatever. Olive oil, you're so weird.
Right.
And then we met you. And
that part hasn't changed.
The weird part's still there.
But, you know, it was really cool because I was pretty close-minded to it. I'm like, I don't know, an oil shop? It sounds...
Usually he's pulling his car in, rolling down the window when he
right.
goes to the oil shop.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So
exactly.
I think you're like off on, you know, some weird tangent until I tried them all. And I'm like, holy cow. Just like he said, it's a new world.
It is. And I think going back to the health concepts that Jop said, is people are close-minded to it. They think it's something that is for, you know, chefs only or people that do extreme cooking in their homes.
Okay, here's the dumb thing. They see the price and they go, oh, my gosh, that's so expensive. Well, wait a minute, because
you only use a little.
You buy these big jugs of canola or Crisco or whatever who makes the oil for $6 or $7, and it's cheap vegetable oil.
Right.
And you know it's bad for you.
Right.
And you treat it like water.
Right.
You dump it in a pan. You dump it out, whatever. This you use very little of. It's very good
and
for
it's
you.
It's very good for you.
And you can add flavors to your food that are...
Right.
Like for grilling, for like and me and Job.
People forget. It's monounsaturated fat. It's the good fat. It's the stuff that cleans your arteries out.
Like it butter.
Like butter, right?
So let's talk about that, because there is a butter flavor.
Yes.
There's a garlic flavor. These are my go-tos,
yes.
right? I mean, they've got, I don't know what they are, maybe like 8-ounce bottles, and then there's like a 16-ounce bottle. I'm sure I got that wrong, but a big one and a small one.
I get the big ones.
Right. I get the big
one garlic,
or the butter.
Big butter.
Right. Big butter, big garlic.
Big 18-year balsamic.
I'm cooking with that. I put my eggs in butter olive oil rather than putting butter in the pan.
Okay, you know what really ticked me off last time I was in there? They didn't have any big garlics and big butters. They only had little ones.
Yes. Right?
So the nice lady goes to the back, and she gets me a big couple big bottles. And she said, here you go. You can just fill your own up from the fusti.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. So I filled one up with garlic. And then my wife's not a fan of the butter oil. So I thought, okay, I'm going to take one and go half garlic, half butter. She loved it.
Did she?
And that's like actually the perfect combination.
Right, right.
Because there's
you're
very
making
few
oil
things.
Cocktails in their shop.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. You know, I put a little vodka in there.
Well, the balsamics are good for cocktails, truly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
A, yeah.
But anyway, so it really is a staple in my kitchen. I use it all the time. But you mentioned something earlier that I want to touch on. Okay, I get a bottle of this, and I get the big bottle because I use it.
It lasts so long.
But that's where I'm at. As you talked about it being fresh,
yes.
And does it lose some of its health properties if I keep it too long? What's a shelf life on that?
Over time, it will gradually decrease its health benefits, its flavor, just like an orange juice, right?
I can't tell the difference because
it doesn't stick around that long.
Mine doesn't either.
It doesn't, but there are some bottles like the plum balsamic.
Yeah.
I bet you I've had that for 3 years, and every time I use it, it's like, why don't I use this more? It's so good.
Balsamic is a different beast than olive oil.
Oh, okay.
Balsamic, you want to, the older it is, the better it is.
Oh.
Olive oil, the fresher it is, the better it is.
Okay.
So olive oil, you want to use it, you want to consume it, it's good for your body. It's, you know, just like anything, you can't just throw olive oil in your body and then go out and have a big fat pizza and think that, wow, I just made myself healthy.
The balance,
It's part of a healthy lifestyle. It's part of saying, I want to watch what I'm doing. I want to take care of my body. I want to put good things in.
So I'm going camping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking off as soon as I get home and finish up my food. You suppose I could take that garlic olive oil and just rub it on my arms and my neck to keep the mosquitoes off me?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, but watch out for the raccoons.
Well,
and there's a lot of bear up there.
Yeah. I've heard it's an aphrodisiac.
Some Italian bears.
Right, yeah.
You may
love
have
it, garlic.
Right. You may have a problem with Maureen if it's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, I have a problem with Maureen anyway.
Right, yeah. So let's take a little diversion here from from the healthy to the unhealthy and talk about some bourbon glazed pork chops.
Okay, and as long as we're doing oil, let's hit the grilled broccoli first.
Okay,
because Emily was over, she's doing all these crazy meals, and she says, "Dad, can you grill me some broccoli?" I'm going, "Can I grill you broccoli?
All right.
You kidding me?" So I got my grilling basket out, and I took a bunch of nice chopped broccoli, and I drizzled province of herb, I think it is.
Herb
de Provence. And I drizzled a bunch of that over
English translation,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I don't
Province
know. Providence,
herb?
Rhode Island, it's yeah, something. Yeah. And so I drizzled a bunch of that on this broccoli and shook it up and drizzled more on it, shook it up, and then I grilled it in my basket, and I picked the basket up with my mitts, and I just flip it a couple times.
Right.
And I'm telling you, the women went nuts because my wife had a shower, right?
Oh, okay.
And the women went nuts over that broccoli. I don't know what else she put in with it. Something salad. Oh, there was almonds and I think raisins or whatever.
Wow, I need that recipe.
Oh, it was walnuts. And it was that grilled broccoli. I don't know if you want to eat more broccoli.
Well, you know, if you're trying to eat a little healthier, that's like the superfood among vegetables.
Right. So do this. Do that same thing, whatever oil you want. I know it'll
right.
be garlic.
Well,
really good.
But I do have several that I, like you, don't use that frequently.
Right.
And I want to use them up.
Yeah.
Right.
And I bet you about any one you put on there would be great. Blood
right.
orange.
Probably. I mean, well, I love my lemon, my Meyer lemon, and my Persian
my
lime.
Lemon.
Is that
Persian
what it,
lime.
Yeah. Oh, those two are so good.
So here's something to keep in mind as well. If you have those bottles that you don't know what to do with, stop into our store. Get some recipes. We have indexes full of recipes for you to help give you those sort of ideas. If
or hit thegrillingguys.com because
yeah.
every recipe has their oil.
Right. Or subscribe to our newsletter.
So here's another thing I do with broccoli when I grill it up like that. I shred some Romano or some Parmesan,
mm-hmm.
and I sprinkle it on at the last second, right when I have it in the basket
right.
or in the bowl. I'll like sprinkle it over the top, and then I'll take a little 18-year
balsamic. Yep.
And drizzle that over it. And, I mean, people go hog mm-hmm. wild over it. And it's broccoli.
Right.
But it's grilled. And maybe I'll have some roasted almond on there.
Yep.
And some balsamic and Parmesan. And
it's
fantastic.
Delicious.
Right.
So,
yep. Last night I put a Brussels sprouts in a cast pan with the butter olive oil and then hit them with balsamic at the end.
Yes.
Ooh.
No
really
bacon?
Good. What? No bacon. No, man.
Penalty.
I tried to stay away from it. All right. Coming up next, Chimichurri try tip. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grillin' Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You're with the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And Shasta and Corey from Old World are still hanging around because, you know what, when we get an opportunity to get them in here.
We squeeze the olive oil
right,
out of them.
Squeeze the oil right
we
out of them.
We put them in the press.
Okay, but I let in with a little chimichurri tri-tip. Say that three times fast after you've been doing some bad ads. Then,
it's funny. We do... they brought in a little Dirty Bastard from Founders, and you've got bad ads. So it's it's a rockin' Saturday morning here. Good bumper music there, Mr. Brian. Mr. Brian Fonger's producing the show. He's the wizard of the big board. So chimichurri, I've become a huge fan of ever since I brought that fella on from Oregon who was like from Venezuela or whatever. It was a couple years back, and I got into chimichurri through basically chatting with him on a train, and he's telling me all about the profiles and everything that goes into it. And, you know, those Latins are so passionate about everything. He's talking about all these, really, you know.
And you've been all over, a guy from Venezuela,
talking about
Oregon, all for chimichurri, which is probably a Mexican drink, right?
Yeah. So chimichurri is this beautiful green marinade, and you can use it for a topper. But it's basically got sesame seeds, paprika. I put Old World Olive Company garlic EVO in it. A little kosher salt, pepper, of course. Some chopped parsley, chopped cilantro. I go about 50-50 parsley and cilantro because I'm really a big cilantro fan. And then I do a quarter cup red wine vinegar. Shasta, do you sell that?
We do. We have a delicious red wine vinegar.
You do.
Yes.
Corey, do you sell that? Can you say something while you're on the show? Corey, yeah. Swing the mic over. Corey is actually here, too, but he is so radio shy.
Shasta steals the mic.
So I don't care who answers this, but just out of curiosity, what's the difference between a wine vinegar and a balsamic vinegar?
So a wine vinegar is not aged. A balsamic vinegar is aged.
Simple.
Yep.
Right? Just that easy.
And the other thing is, too, with the red wine vinegar, the acidic level is higher. So a balsamic is usually,
It is. That acid drops as it ages.
Right.
And what when you age balsamic, what do? Switch it barrel to barrel every year?
Yes, you sure do. It gets, you take out that year's production.
And what do they do with those barrels?
Just keep using them.
Make beer out of them.
So they keep using them.
They're balsamic barrels.
Hmm.
Yep.
Cool.
That doesn't make
Everyone's,
any sense.
Every one of them's got a purpose in its life, right?
Right. Yeah.
I think we should put some bad ads in it.
So anyway.
So chimichurri tri-tip. We all love tri-tips, right? I mean.
Great piece of meat.
Out west.
Overlooked. Very, very much overlooked piece of meat.
Unless you're on the West Coast. If you're in California, there's no other piece of meat that they know about. Salmon.
That's why we don't get them here in the Midwest.
Yeah.
They're
eating
them
all
out
there.
They're sucking them right out of our freezers.
There's only, what, two of them on a cow? So, yeah.
There must be three if it's tri.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh, geez.
Salmon and tri-tip. If you go to Northern Cal, like those events I did in Sacramento, if all they wanted to talk about was salmon and tri-tip. That was it.
Right.
And that was the exact conversation. So for this one, I'm going to take this chimichurri sauce, and I'm going to take about half of it. I'm going to marinate that tri-tip. And if you've never bought a tri-tip before, just go to your butcher. And I've seen them at Costco. You can find them anywhere. But if you get them cryovac'd, you'll want to trim it up because there's a lot of what I'd call silver skin on the thing, like a deer. When you process your own deer, you got to cut that silver skin off. But if you clean that up real nice and then you marinate it and you save half of this for when you're done, especially the bulky stuff, the solid matter,
Half of what, the marinade, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you scoop up some of that solid matter and just lay it over that tri-tip once you've taken it off. You bring it to 135 on your smoker or
your grill. You're talking about the solid matter in your marinade?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So
reserve that.
So when you when you make this chimichurri up, you scoop off some of it, keep it on the side, and get more of the solid matter than the juice.
Gotcha.
And then when you bring that tri-tip to 135 max in the center, you slice it up on a bias, and then you put it on your platter, and you take this chimichurri sauce, and you just funnel it on there. Oh, my goodness, am I hungry right
now. It's making me hungry.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it is so good. And a tri-tip doesn't even need any help, but chimichurri, man.
It makes a great piece of meat a little bit better. Yeah.
Yes, it's really good.
Yep, exactly. And it's a bigger piece of meat, so I would recommend a thermometer, because it's going to be hard to judge just looking at it.
It's kind of hard.
Center's there.
It's kind of hard.
Right.
The better the piece, like with tri-tip in particular, that's one when you can really get a lot of nice marbling, but it's up to you to judge it. Don't necessarily look for the ranking on it. Do not ever get a select.
Right.
I don't care what the cut is.
Right. Select, unless choice, and prime. You've got about 80% of your meat is choice, 10% is select, that's on the low end, and 10% are prime, that's on the high end. So you got a really good chance if you do choice or prime, you're going to have an okay piece. That's select, that's moo cow, baby.
If it's prime, it's crazy good.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
So anyway, the select you grind up into burger.
Right. So you mentioned tri-tip and salmon from Northern California. What is a salmon
collar?
Isn't
that funny how they're just back-to-back there?
No, it's not funny. It's not at all. It's funny
what
that
a coincidence.
It's funny that I bit on the salmon, right? That's the deal. But anyway, what is a salmon collar?
If you look at a cross cut of salmon, you'll find up towards the front of the fish. I'm gonna say in the front end of the body, and you cut a steak out of it where you basically gut out a fish. Right, it's got less.
So
meat.
It looks like a horse collar, is what you're saying? Is the
looks,
cut of it?
It
is.
Looks like a pork chop that somebody ate the chop off of.
Well, it looks like a horse collar because it's in a U shape, right? That's what you're talking about.
No, it's kind of an L shaped actually, and it looks like a T-bone that somebody took the prime strip off and just left a little piece of tenderloin on. You know what I'm saying? Now the T-bone has the T in it. And it looks like they ate the prime or the strip steak
left the filet.
And left that little filet.
All right.
But and it's
funny
over,
that a filet of fish.
And you can get it at Long John Silver's. But, you know, it's a piece overlooked very often because it comes from the hulking upper body of it. It's not back where all the big steaks are.
All right.
And it's got a lot of bone with it. But if you cut it into a chop, you can put this wonderful marinade on it. And I'll post a recipe for it, but it's a beautiful a little glaze that you're going to grill it on. And granted, you're not going to grill it very long, so it doesn't really matter how long you have it. You don't have to necessarily marinate it. If you just put it on there and grill it, it's salmon, so it's going to cook real quick.
Yeah, it always does.
And salmon.
It's good. I prefer my salmon smoked. I'm not a big fresh salmon fillet guy. It's got its unique flavor, and it's one of those things that most people either like it or they don't. There's not a lot of middle ground on it, and I guess I'm okay with it, but it's not like I don't crave salmon. It's just not my favorite.
Because you're not a real man.
I guess, all right, it's time for some man law. Now you're a man!
Yeah. Oh, we're real men here, that's for sure.
Talking grilled carrots in here. Yeah.
Keeping beer from others by hiding it in the fridge is not permissible. Unless you have some 20-somethings living with you, which I happen to have. I changed the end of this law.
Right. I would add my ex-brother-in-law to that list, unless you have one of those, too, because he's the guy that would come over on every holiday and go, "What kind of beer you got?" To which I'd respond after about the second time is,
"Whatever
what kind
you
bring, right?"
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, "Well, what do you mean? You're the grilling guy, man. You always got beer." I'm like, "Yeah, but what did you bring?"
And that's why you dumped his sister.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, idiot.
Yeah. No, but he was classic for that. And I bet our listeners all got somebody in their family that's similar to that as well.
And everybody's dumped a sister.
Well, I don't know about that. But it's it's one of those things where, yeah, I put the bad beer I didn't want out front.
Right.
And maybe even put the good beer in another refrigerator out in the garage or something, so that because he wouldn't get his fat out of the chair to go get one, so he'd have one of his kids bring him one, and they just got the ones that were in the front of the fridge, right? It's all strategy.
So Corey,
let me tell you about Jimmy Cherry.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. Not sure what we're going to talk about, but I'm sure it's going to be good. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Back. This is Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Yeah, and I'm trying to do both of that, breathe in and breathe out. But
and drink.
And Bob's a bad influence, right?
Yeah,
I just
sure.
said no, and he twisted my arm, and it turned into yes, right? Corey and Shasta witnessed that. So you guys, the Old World Olive Company, multiple stores all over the state of Michigan, and you said you got a couple new products
out. We have some exciting things coming out. The one that I think I'm the most excited for is a pesto oil, and it is absolutely delicious. You need to do nothing else to it. It's kind of like the concept, not the flavor, but the concept of the Tuscan
herb. You pesto me off.
Pesto me off. Pesto. Right. It's just inclusive. You need to do nothing else with
inclusive.
It. Inclusive.
All inclusive?
Okay. All inclusive. Dump it on pasta or your spaghetti squash. You could use it anything that you would put a pesto on.
Okay. Well, we love pesto in our house. We actually go to Costco and buy the jars of fresh.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And we'll use that. And Emily taught me a little trick with that. Again, I'm talking about my daughter, but she turns me on to so many cool things.
She's a much
things.
Better cook than the old man.
Way better.
Sounds like it.
Way better. Yeah. You should bring her in. And
trying,
and
man.
She's
I'm
got a lot
saying.
More years ahead of her. Anyway,
pasture. We can put him out the pasture.
Just basically heats that up, and pours heavy whipping cream in with it.
Oh,
and that makes this beautiful.
Yeah,
it
sounds like
pesto
that's on my
sauce.
Diet.
It's beautiful. It's full of healthy fats, and you put that. We put the meatballs in there, and then the spaghetti, the pasta.
Heavy cream is full of healthy fats.
It is.
Okay.
It's actually really.
You heard
good
it here.
Yep, and we used that.
Therefore,
for
it's law.
Well, she did the marinara, and then she did that, and she put the meatballs in both of them.
Wow.
And the pesto, I'll take hands down. It's so much, again, I'm going towards that green stuff, chimichurri, all that
right.
stuff. I'm moving away from some of the old stuff I grew up with, like
right.
SpaghettiOs.
Right.
Right. Well, they were who orange. Did, those weren't
who
green.
Didn't have,
yeah,
who
those
didn't
were
have
orange.
Those?
So another product you mentioned.
Ho-ho.
We mentioned two during the break there.
Yeah, so a teriyaki balsamic.
Ooh.
It is absolutely amazing.
Ooh.
We're so excited to get them in. It probably, I would say within the next month or so, we'll have that in the store. We're opening a new store in Ada, so we're going to debut some of the newer flavors in that location. So those
nice.
Two will definitely be
That's
there.
That's just up the street from where I live, so
See,
I'm really looking forward to that. Maybe I can get a part-time job there at
yeah,
night.
Just
right next to Gravel Bottom, so
yes.
we can go get a pint and a quart.
Right. That's yeah, right. Exactly. So Shasta, Old World Olive Company, you keep mentioning your store. It's plural. You're opening a new one. Tell everybody where they can find these great products.
Sure. So we have a handful here in the greater Grand Rapids area. We have one in downtown Rockford, Monroe Center, which is just down the street from where we are today, and the downtown market, Plymouth, which is towards the east side of the state.
Yep. High rent district.
It's a great area, though. Yep. I love that Plymouth
location. I love Plymouth. If I had to live in the Detroit area,
I could live there.
I'd live in Plymouth.
Yeah.
I just can't afford it.
Right. Absolutely, yeah.
So you
and then
could.
Ada will be our newest location.
Okay. So, yeah. So yeah. You've got in these stores, you not only can find your great products, but you can find fabulous advice. You guys train your people so well that when you walk in, it can be a little overwhelming because
sure.
Most people like me, when I started, I remember I was overwhelmed with it, and you guys got advice.
Right, and that's what we're here for, so yeah. Use us for that.
Right.
Corey and Shasta, Old World Olive Company, thanks so much for joining us and coming in studio. It's great to see you guys. We got to get up and have some dinner with you guys and get out and shake things up, rub some oil.
Right. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out and enjoy the rest of your Labor Day weekend. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
See ya.